Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Hanging around with us today, Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and an original member of our Brain Trust, a longtime friend of ours and yours. He works very hard every day to make sure that that home office folks and teleworkers and the micropreneurs have the very best ideas that he can come up with, the very best information he can come up with. You see his byline all over the place in print and online and probably on a couple of semi-trucks going down the highway. Who knows? He's all over the place. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, Jim. It's great to be here.
Also, telecommuting and teleworking, right?
Right.
Did I reverse that?
Teleworking and telecommuting.
Teleworking and telecommuting. That's
exactly
the title of the new book. So and we'll talk about a little bit more later on about how you can get that. Jeffrey, it's the holiday. It's the 4th of July week. And In America, at least it is. Of course, earlier this week, we had Canada Day.
Right.
Folks up in Canada celebrated, I guess, their independence. And the interesting thing for people who are home-based is the effects on their business of the holidays, how the holidays affect their business, because we don't always know who's going to take off all week. You know what I mean? A lot of people take off the whole week, or they take off, the week after the holiday, or depending on how the holiday falls. And we have this is a phenomenon that happens whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever. We really need to be looking ahead of ourselves. And of course, this is good information, I guess, for future holidays now that the 4th is upon us. We really have to be looking ahead and making sure we know where our customers are going to be so that we're not out of work on the week of the holidays.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, because there's two things that come to mind, especially with Independence Day. And I've written in my Easing Home Office Success Stories this week, I wrote about the fact that it is Independence Day. And not only, 227 years ago did we declare independence from the Brits, here we are, all of us who work out there on our own, whether we're home-based or small business owners, we declare independence from large corporate America to go out and work on our own and find our own way and create our own path and be pioneers and try and find success. Sometimes it's harder than at other times, but it is Independence Day, so I try and bring that to light to people, and in a lighthearted, but still it's striking, and it is a keen point that we are independent in that way. But I think your point is valid, especially when there's a summer holiday that is 4th of July, that is Independence Day, where many people are taking vacations anyway. I know many of our friends have kids who go to sleepaway camp in the summertime, so they're free to take longer vacations. So they may take the week, they may take longer because they don't have kids. They might take a family vacation. They may take it, again, go see their kids or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's really important that maybe earlier in the summer or 2 weeks before Independence Day, you're saying, okay, you may be emailing them, calling them, saying, are you around? Will you
be
around that week?
What's your schedule look like? Yeah.
What's your schedule look like? Because maybe you have a deliverable. Maybe you have a project that's due the week after.
Well, here's one of the things we know about small consulting companies, for example, which is what I was at one time, and you have done a little bit of that yourself, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like you've got a great big accounts receivable number. You do the work and you collect your money pretty quickly.
Right.
And so here you've been working on this project. Maybe you need one little piece of the pie, of the puzzle, I should say, from them, so that you can finish this project, deliver it, and get paid, hopefully, because you're going on vacation maybe in a couple of days. And so, and this has happened to me, and I'd call or show up at the office, and they say, oh, he's gone for 2 weeks. Didn't he tell you?
Right. No, as a matter of fact, he didn't.
And you're saying, oh, no. And so you've really got to get out ahead of these holidays and think about it, because especially. And here's the thing that you got to use as as an indicator of, about how diligent you should be about this. How long can you go without that receivable?
Right.
That's the way you got to look at it.
And sometimes it becomes painful. And, you know, then there are financial issues and finance issues that you think about that I know you talk with your bankers and you talk with other in your brain trust about as far as how much you have in reserves, whether you have a line of credit. But, I mean, if you have to tap into that because, you know, if I have a client who I had a client recently owed me a significant amount of money and they were well-intended and I knew I was going to get paid, but the paperwork got lost.
Mm.
And that's a legitimate excuse for this client because they paid me perfectly on time in the past.
Right.
Where there's other clients who I have to just count it as some sort of annuity that sometime down the road I will get paid. You know, I know they're good for it. It's just something that will go past 60 days.
Mm.
And I factor that in. In fact, I'm doing an article for the Sentinel on unprofitable clients, clients that take you either so much to work with because they're such a pest, or they take so long to pay, it takes you so much time to bug them to get your money. How do you bring them in line, or how do you push them out of your corral, so to speak, of clients, your stable of clients? But, yeah, I mean, especially in the summertime, if you know that receivable is out there, it means you got to start a little early to say, are we online?
You were talking about the slow clients and the difficult clients. I always had a frustration factor that I added on to my normal rate for those people. And you know what? Some of them, I even told them that I did it.
Right.
And you know what? They thought it was funny and they paid it.
Right.
Because they knew that they knew they were like it. But I'd have a little fun with them. I'd say, you know, I'm adding a little extra onto your bill because you're a lot of trouble here.
Right.
And you can actually have, you know, you have to be careful who you say this to because some people aren't capable of laughing at themselves at all, especially when it costs them money. But it's one way of getting their attention. But the thing is if you've got a client that's paying you slow, one of the things that I did when I first started out with a client as a consultant was I would tell them day one, now look, I'm not one of your vendors. I'm going to bill you once a month. Now, you know, some people bill twice a month, and I think that's a mistake.
Right.
I think you should just bill once a month. I think that's the professional way to do it.
Right.
But I would say, now look, I'm not one of your vendors that you can float for 45 days after you get the invoice, you know, or after 30 days after you get the invoice.
Right.
When I give you the invoice, it's due in 10 days. And I need you to understand that because my rate that I'm giving you is based on that.
Right.
Is based on me getting that money. And you know what? I rarely had a problem after that. But you got to set the stage at the beginning, don't you?
You really do. I mean, it's an interesting segue we've gotten into because I think that's one thing that we don't think about. And that's a great idea.
Yep.
Is to consider how you can offer terms without offering terms.
Right.
You know, you're saying, look, this is based on you paying in 10 days.
Right.
If you're not going to, we'll push it out, but it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Stand by, Jeff. Quick break, folks. Right back with Jeffrey Zavar. Stay with us. Back, 23 after, rocking and rolling with Jeffrey Zavar and ZZ Top. No relation, by the way, folks. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
What do we find when we get there?
Well, the first thing that'll pop up is a sign-up screen for my recurring home office success stories. You can minimize that, or you can subscribe. But also, we have a lot of resources. I've added some new articles lately to it, as well as some tips on how to work from home, how to telework. We're segueing a little bit more into the concept of larger small businesses, not the micro entrepreneur of the one person working from home, but, you know, those people who run small businesses. So whether it's technology, whether it's management, whether it's dealing with clients, things like that, we have a lot of tips and articles there that can help people out. So
good stuff there, folks. Check it out.
Information.
And I ordinarily have your book in front of me, but I think someone's borrowed it, Jeffrey. That always tells me when the book is a good one is if it wanders off from my office. But remind me,
Teleworking and telecommuting.
Yep.
They can get that online at my website. They can get it online at most online stores. Some major stores carry it as well as some of the chain stores like the Depots and the Maxes.
That's Zbar is the last name if you're typing that into any of the search engines. Jeffrey, I want to pick up on what you mentioned a minute ago about the independence thing, tying it into the 4th of July week. One of the things that I have seen, and it's really been exciting. As you know, over the last couple of 3 years, I've been talking about what I call the century of the entrepreneur, 21st century I'm convinced, is the century of the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. More and more, and the more I travel around the world, or the more I travel around this country, the more I'm convinced that that's true, because in other countries where the big corporations and the government has employed people for all these years, I mean, they've had high employment in a lot of these countries, especially in Europe, because of the big brother companies and the big brother government that was giving people all these jobs. Well, guess what? Those companies are laying people off like they've never done before. Those governments are telling their citizens, hey, look, we can't give you a job anymore. And the citizens are saying, well, what are we supposed to do? And they're saying, how about, why don't you start a business?
Right.
People are whether by design, by desire, or by default, people are becoming more independent. Individuals are becoming more independent, and that's another reason why I think we're in the century of the entrepreneur.
Well, and I completely agree. I concur on that. And I think that part of it is why we are more so that way than others. We've been built that way. We tamed a land that, you know, 300 years ago, a little over, had no, you know, Westerners, so to speak, in it. Now, obviously, there were the indigenous, you know, American Indians,
right.
but there were no Westerners. There were no industrialists, so to speak, who lived here, and they had to come in and tame it. And, you know, people who got on the Mayflower and people who came over in subsequent ships were not people who were, you know, punching the clock, so to speak,
right.
If you know what I mean.
That's
they were free agents,
weren't they?
They were free agents, you know, and that's what they were all about, and that's what they were looking to do when they got here, not knowing what tomorrow held, the original American pioneers. And if you look at what we see today, now the government, not now, but the government is set up in no small way to try and help us. I mean, you and I have both been recipients of awards from mm-hmm. the SBA, The SBDCs on the local level, Small Business Development Centers, are there. They're funded to give away assistance to people, not necessarily financial, but to give away advice, insights. Some of them give away money to help you launch a business. I mean, this government, you know, some will believe it's stronger than others, helps us achieve entrepreneurialist success.
Well, there are a lot of ways that it gets in our way, but in a lot of ways, as you say, it really does. There are many things that are being done to help promote our independence.
Right, right. And that's something we have to take. It's there for the picking. It's there for the taking if we just look at it and say, you know what, this is an opportunity that we can take advantage of. This is something that we can do if we put our minds to it. And I think that's especially true in this economy, that maybe the century of the entrepreneur, but it certainly is. You know, it's starting out with a little, you know, kick in the tush right now as far
well,
as how we're trying to.
But the thing is, though, Jeff, is in a lot of ways that's actually accelerating this century because,
right. Right.
I mean, look, I'm a product of being downsized twice in 18 months. That's why I am where I am today.
Right.
After twice, I said, wait a minute. I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
There you go.
And so I started my own business, and here I am. I mean, a lot of people have been kicked in the tush, as you say, and by a former employer, and they said, you know what, I can do this on my own, and they did it. They are doing it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, the 20th century, in human nature, in human history, and in the American experiment, the 20th century was an aberration because it was a century of the major corporation, and there's no other part, component, or sector, I should say, maybe segment, of the American experiment is like that segment where we were all, you know, tethered to big companies.
Maybe we're just getting back to our roots.
We're reverting back to our roots.
Getting back
exactly
to where we
right
came from.
What's happening? And you know what? I think the world's going to be better for it, don't you?
Well, I think that we realize that, you know, even the statistics today show that small business is the driver of the U.S. economy, employs the most people, is the single largest by far, plus 90% employer in the mm-hmm. country, or as far as the number of businesses that are small businesses. Mm-hmm. It just stands to reason. And now we're heading back, and there are more people entering this space. And we're just getting back to where we came from, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
And Jeffrey, I appreciate the part you're playing in that very
much. Thank you, Jim. It's fun to be there with you.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
You got it.
All right. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Jeffrey, happy 4th. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Happy and safe 4th to you,
Jeffrey,
too, and all your
Jeffrey
Zafar,
ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. Got to go right back after these messages with Mike Menzies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.